Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for that rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows back at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago, Illinois, and our upcoming show at Tanglewood in Western Massachusetts on August 28th, in Seattle, Washington on September 18th. And be sure to check out How to Do Everything. This week, Mike and Ian explain how to avoid the noid. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Henry from Sunnyvale, California.
Hey, Henry, how are you? Oh, Sunnyvale is down on the peninsula, right?
Yeah, that's right, right here in the South Bay.
Silicon Valley?
Yes, sir.
And are you in the high-tech industry?
Yes, I am, unfortunately.
Oh, really? I thought you guys were all billionaires and stuff. So are you trying to get out of there?
No, we're stuck here. In fact, we're calling from the hospital today. We just welcomed our first baby.
Hey!
Wow!
That's exciting! Your wife just gave birth to your firstborn child. And you say, that's great, honey, terrific. Look, I got to call into this quiz show now.
We actually had tickets to be there, but he decided to join us a little early, and so we couldn't make it.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, no worries.
I think that makes you quite a guy, that you stayed with her instead of coming.
Henry, welcome to the show. Bill Curtis is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, and two of the limericks will be a winner. Ready to play?
I am.
Here is your first limerick.
The sofa I plant my butt in looks just like a huge dimpled chin, a big pinkish seat that's supple like meat and covered in human-like...
skin.
Yes, skin. A London furniture designer is selling special leather chairs that cost $2,500, and they're made to look and even smell like human skin. It's kind of a big, shapeless blob on another shapeless blob. It's for people who want to relax in the warm embrace of, say, an enormous, obese, naked man. You might think this is nuts, a weird joke. But our cow listeners are all like, oh yeah, laugh it up. Who could imagine?
Couldn't you just save $2,500 by getting a fat, unemployed roommate to lay around?
Yeah. Then you got to feed to argue about what's on TV.
See, when I hear about things like this, I'm like, none of my ideas are stupid.
And yet,
you know what I'm saying?
Here is your next limerick.
I'm old and hate hospital check-ins, so regular exercise beckons. My body's still strong, just not for too long. I work out in bursts of 6 seconds.
Six seconds, that's right. To avoid health problems, experts are now recommending retirees, senior citizens, should get 6 seconds of exercise per week. That's all you need to get health benefits. It can be achieved in quick bursts on the bike, maybe a single push-up, a high-impact 6 seconds of struggling to get up out of your human skin chair. I don't know.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
Who recommends this?
Scientists.
And how old are they talking about? I mean, are talking about people that are like, you know, it'll give you another day?
We're talking about people who are over 65, people who are sedentary or old.
6 seconds? This is not a good thing to say on the radio.
Well, it is amazing to consider that this is how sedentary we've become. We're a mere 6 seconds per week of vigorous exercise. It is an improvement over where we are.
Really?
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
All right, very good. Here is your last limerick.
Our geckos are space-roaming wizards. Our contact to them has been scissored. They're out there in space propagating their race. And soon we'll have blizzards of...
Oh, gosh.
Geckos is a hint.
Lizard?
Yes, lizards. Crisis in space. Last week, the Russian space agency lost control of a satellite filled with copulating gecko lizards. This is true. They wanted to see what effect microgravity had on the mating habits of lizards. One effect gives the female lizards another excuse. Not tonight, honey. I'm floating helplessly around this chamber.
We send these like multi-million, billion-dollar devices into space mm-hmm. with just animals.
Well, we didn't. They did. I mean, the same month we were celebrating the 45th anniversary of the first man on the moon, they sent up a bunch of lizards just so they could watch them do it in space. Who's winning this space race?
That just sounds really cocky. It's like, whatever, we have lots of money. Put lizard, go. Whatever.
Bill, how did Henry do?
The proud father Henry got 3 out of 3.
All right.
Congratulations. Well done, Henry, and congratulations on the birth of your son.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye-bye.